You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Conrad Black, who has returned from a time in Great Britain right prior to the invasion by the Russian forces in Ukraine, triggering a worldwide crisis. This is not about the battlefield only. This is also about energy security and food security. The risk here is that there are nations that are badly damaged by the price of oil. There are nations that are going to be badly damaged by either the price of wheat or the inability to find wheat, because Russia and Ukraine describe a large percentage of the export of wheat worldwide. There are countries such as Brazil that are going to be damaged because they were seeking fertilizer from Russia, which is now interrupted. And then we have the financial markets that are wobbly everywhere. And the word recession is now routinely used out of the first quarter of the second quarter of a recovery from the pandemic. But we're looking first at NATO, because that will be here long after we've solved the market challenges. Conrad, you mentioned NATO growing stronger, but I want to call attention to individual nations. You've spoken very carefully about Germany, the complete surprise of Olaf Scholz making that Bundestag speech. However, Great Britain allowed or has permitted its military to, the word is shrink, to a point that I believe I'm told that it only has two brigades that can possibly get into the contest with an adversary. The Navy is a little stronger, but not much. Can Great Britain reverse that, in your opinion, Conrad?
I think so. It is meeting its 2% commitment. It has just commissioned a very large aircraft carrier, roughly the same size as your Nimitz class carriers, huge ship, and is building a second one. And I think the Air Force is strong. Of course, it is a nuclear power. It has a submarine-based ICBM potential. So I think the answer is yes. They haven't, historically, Britain hasn't needed an army very much. I mean, it produced an army eventually in the Napoleonic Wars, but for the most part, it subsidized others. And I don't mean to denigrate the Duke of Wellington. In the end, they had a very fine army, but that was after 20 years of fighting. And they of course, the British Army was quite large in both World Wars, but it was always secondary to the Navy. And in the Second World War, in terms of its combat importance, it was secondary to the Air Force as well. Being an island, the British don't think in terms of needing a large army, because they rely on the other forces to keep other people's armies away from their islands. And that's been a correct strategy. So I wouldn't measure it by just having brigades. During the Cold War, they had they had 50,000 men in the British Army of the Rhine, about three divisions, and they've, I think, demobilized most of that. But I would have thought they had more than two brigades. Even Canada has three brigades. I would have thought the British had a bit more than that.
I might be wrong. I remember being told that. I apologize if it's an error.
But the British, they do have a good air force, and I think they have the... Well, I've got to be careful there, but fourth or fifth Navy in the world, I think, but a sizable Navy and a sizable Air Force, first-class equipment, and certainly very well-trained personnel. The British military always give a good account of themselves.
Also, France. Just here, we have a moment to observe. Emmanuel Macron has been much on the phone in the early days of the conflict with Vladimir Putin, who is now a man regarded as a pariah by many of the councils where he was welcome once before. Emmanuel Macron seeks to be the leader of Europe, but at this point, it would appear that Olaf Scholz took the lead. Are you impressed or puzzled by Emmanuel Macron? He's in a re-election cycle. He's doing very well. He has room to speak out.
Yes, and then some of this diplomacy has been election politicking, for sure. You look, he's intellectually quite impressive at times, but he's a bit of a scattergun. He got into trouble by going cock-a-hoop overboard on climate change, so he raised taxes. It was roughly the problem that the United States is having now. He raised taxes on gasoline and home heating fuel in the winter to help fight climate change, which is complete nonsense. And that's why they had a year of those demonstrations that were quite troublesome at times. And, you know, the French are never shy about demonstrating. And so Macron can be quite impressive, but I think his policy judgment has been a bit uneven. But if he is, at the moment appears likely, reelected to a second term, I think he could be a very effective figure in Europe. And you know, the French always defend their own national interest pretty effectively. So I think we would get back to that era, what we had with Giscard d'Estaing and Schmidt and Helmut Kohl and Merkel with the French presidents, where you get Paris and Berlin cooperating closely. And I think together, they would definitely be very effective.
Conrad Black, of writing for the National Post, a distinguished biographer, and to seek to amend any error I made about the British Army, I read from Wikipedia that the British Army comprises 82,040 regular full-time personnel, 3,960 Gurkhas, and 29,740 reserve personnel right now. These are the descendants of the Redcoats that came to North America and left behind two very happy countries, Canada and the United States, and a military tradition that we all carry on today. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.